Davy Jones is here. Like, good morning. What?
It's okay. I'm only little. I can fit in your camera.
No, not at all. Hey, Davy, can you... Speaking of which, can you do us a favor? Because we always do this thing. Stand up for just a second.
I am standing.
No, come on. Please walk over and say hello to Sharon Tate. Because she's in love with you anyway.
Hi, Sharon.
But you're the perfect height for her.
That's perfect.
It is perfect.
Wow. This is great. Most of my women don't know whether to walk me home or dribble me home. Big up here.
You know what they say, little things come in small. A good package. Yeah.
Not only that.
Little package is good. What is it? What is it saying?
Hello.
Hello.
Well, you know, I usually when I'm out with my girlfriends, I'm looking straight up their noses, you know what I'm saying? So, but it is perfect. Are you married?
No, but I'd like to be.
Oh, really? Well, yeah. I'll see you later. I should have said.
I want children.
Well, I'm good at that. I have four daughters, all girls. So, you know.
Are you? Clearly, the charm has held up, etc. Are you amazed?
You set me up for that one. I couldn't have pulled that off without you. You know what I'm saying?
Are you amazed that there's still this interest?
Well, you know, The Monkees, the TV show, you know, it went to about 40 countries around the world, and the records are being played. Now they've got a lot of oldies stations, and so The Monkees music written by Carole King and Neil Diamond, Harry Nilsson, Neil Sedaka, Carol Bayer Sager, Sears and Roebuck, Lord and Taylor. So they were great tunes. The show is hopefully going to hold up in years to come, such as, you know, the Marx Brothers, Three Stooges, right. Something like that. We never looked at it as a temporary thing. We put a lot of time, a lot of energy, a lot of effort into it. We had great people working with us. We made a movie in the late 60s written by Jack Nicholson. You know, Paul Mazursky wrote the original pilot. So great credentials around the show itself. And the four of us, Mickey, Mike, Peter, and myself, we worked very hard, and we still continue to work, travel independently. Peter Tork has a great band called Shoe Suede Blues. And Mickey and I are on the road in the next couple of months together. And we're at the House of Blues tonight. Tomorrow we're in Anaheim. On Friday we're at Anaheim. Saturday, San Diego. And then at the Mandalay Bay Beach Hotel in Vegas on Sunday.
Such a wonderful place to be, all those venues. But here's the thing. I would think, initially, we've talked about this before a lot of times. Oh, you know, San Diego, this night, Vegas, this, you know, being on tour. What's more glamorous? What's more fun? But you've toured the world several times.
Yeah.
And then people who've done it several times tell me there is no glamour.
Well, you know, it's a very lonely life, to tell you the truth. You have this tremendous high when you're on the stage, and then it's either, you know, go to the bar, have a few beers, and tart around, or you actually go back and you flip the channels and get ready for the next trip that you're going to be making. Mickey and Peter tend to travel on the plane. I actually stay on the tour bus with the guys just to feel how tired they really get. But, you know, it's all good stuff. And when you're an actor, you're an entertainer, and you're working, no matter what department you're in, that's a good thing, because it's a very competitive business. And we've been doing it now for over 35 years, and we're going to keep doing it till we get it right, you know.
And one reason you've got it right, I think, and you mentioned the songwriters, because the songs are so good. As you look occasionally, I imagine, for new material, yeah. Is it just not there? Or
It is there, but you know, I mean, there's a lot of good kids out. You've got the Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, Britney Spears, all these people. Now, as fake as some people might think they are, they're so energetic, and that is show business. They're dancing, they're singing, they're moving. There's great artists, there's great music on the radio. Until you find those special tunes, you're better off doing what you do best, and that is for the Monkees, singing the tunes that people are familiar with, that they connect with us guys. So maybe one day another I'm a Believer, Last Train to Clarksville, Daydream Believer will come along, but it's not something that Sinatra or Sammy Davis or Liza Minnelli would be thinking about all the time. We're entertainers, you know, that's what we do, entertain. So we don't really specify any particular department.
Right.
We're looking to just perform.
Yes. Sam and Davey, can I make a request here, please?
Sure.
Can I please just humble me?
Right.
Would you sing something for us?
We have the lyrics to Daydream Believer.
Well, how about... No, I can't. Not. I can't sing that. Girl, look what you've done to me, me and my whole world. Girl, you brought the sun to me with your smile. You did it, girl. I'm telling you, girl. That was Marsha on the Brady Bunch.
Right.
You got it now. Yeah, I enjoy singing. I enjoy performing. And obviously with Mickey and Peter, we're at the House of Blues tonight and tomorrow night.
Let me put up the ticket information so I can tell people about it. These are wonderful venues, and then to Vegas as well, which is always...
Yeah, that's on Sunday night. Yeah.
Here we go. Monkey Reunion Tour 2001, the House of Blues, the L.A. 22nd and 23rd. Ticket information there at 848-5100 or through Ticketmaster, and then to San Diego, and then to Mandalay Bay. Are you playing at a beach venue?
Yes, we are.